Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We're going to continue in the book of James. We're going to read James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships, although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. Last week we said we need to get the hell out. Remember? Everybody say that. Get the hell out. That's where that came from. It comes from our mouth, our tongues. And hell is attacking our tongues to destroy. Let's go on. Verse 7. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter water from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Okay, we're talking about the power of our words, and our tongue controls that. And so we're going to look at this today. Last night I was sharing, and I thought, well, this topic is so important, and this week as I was studying it, I thought, this takes more than just 1 week to speak and share. I'm going to take maybe a couple more weeks and continue on this topic. Because as I got into this week, it was reminding me of how important this message is. And so we really got to get a hold of what God is saying in this message with our tongue and our words. In Job chapter 22, verse 28, it says this: You will declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. What's that saying? God is saying, when you declare, that word declare also means decree. When you declare or you decree a thing, He says, He will establish it, and He will put light on your ways. The favor of God will be on you when you declare a thing, God establishes it, and the light of God will be on you. The grace of God will be on you to bring it to pass. Now listen to the Amplified Bible, Job 22:28. You shall decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. Folks, we got to really step it up in this area of what's coming out of our mouth, the words that we speak. You are where you are today in life because of the words you have spoken. If you don't like your life, change your words. If you don't like where your life is right now, change your words. Our faith as believers comes into play by our words. It comes into action by our words. Our faith is a spoken faith. Romans 10 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Salvation comes with confession of your mouth. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. You see that? That's the way God has set it up. Words are God's idea, not man's. And so we don't understand everything about words, but when we begin to work them the way God has called us to, they begin to work for us. Words have power. In the kingdom of God, nothing happens until something is said. Nothing happens until something is said. Hebrews 11:3 says, the worlds were framed by the word of God. Words create worlds. Your world is a result of your making or someone else's making. There is a future in your life waiting for you to say something. Your life right now is a product of your words. If you don't like your life, start changing what you are saying. Until you decree it, God can't establish it, and God won't establish it until you decree it. He cannot, because he is bound to his word. John 1, chapter 1, says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it. God created everything with words. Everything has been created with words. You are the same way. The Bible says that we were created in the image of God. It says he breathed life into a soul. He breathed light into the soul. And we became a speaking spirit, one translation says. A speaking spirit. That's what we are. We are speaking spirits. We are just like God. We're spiritual beings. We are not spiritual beings having a human experience. We are human. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We're not human beings having a spiritual experience, right? We need to understand that. In Genesis, it says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. He spoke it. But now everything he did, he spoke with a word. Everything he created. Now, remember in the garden? What happened in the garden? The enemy came in and used words to bring down man, to bring down the fall of man. You see that? The enemy came in and said, has God said? He used words to turn the entire world. Are you with me? And that's the way the enemy does. He always comes in with words to try to get you away from what God has said and what God wants to establish in your life. Words carry immeasurable power. Every time you open your mouth, you speak something that will manifest. There's three simple truths about words, and here they are. Number one, words are powerful. Words are powerful. Number two, words are piercing. Words are piercing. Number three, words are perpetual. They live on in eternity. Let's get back to the book of James. James chapter 3, verse 1. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. I'm here to tell you, folks, you may find a better preacher. You can find a better preacher. You may find a better looking preacher. You may find a more eloquent preacher. But you're not going to find a preacher who is more concerned with what he brings to this pulpit and speaks over your life. And I'm just here to tell you that is the truth. Because I don't take this lightly. Because I am accountable for everything that's coming out right now. Everything. And I will give an answer to it. Teach, let's see, he says, knowing that we will receive a stricter judgment. You see, we're all teaching somebody something. You know what? You're going to be accountable for what you're teaching your children. and your grandchildren. You're going to be accountable for that. Same concept goes with the family and with the people you're entrusted with. For we all stumble with many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man. In other words, if you don't stumble in your word, you're perfect. He's a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body. Your whole body gets direction from your words. Now listen to this. Verse 3, talking about the words are powerful. Okay, this is number one, words are powerful. Verse 3, chapter 3. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. You can't push a horse. You can't get behind a horse and just start pushing him around, pushing him to where you want him to go. You can't do that. You have to put the bit in his mouth, and you can lead him and take him anywhere you want to go because of what's on his tongue, the bit in his mouth. You can't just push a horse around. A horse is bigger, faster, stronger, and more powerful than you. But by putting a bit in the horse's mouth, you can control the direction of the horse. Just as there are big things beyond your control, you cannot control, God says you can control them by the power of your words. Did you catch that? You can control things by the power of your words. In the same way you can't control that horse without having something in its mouth, it's the same way. It works the same. That's the principle he's teaching us there. In the New Living Testament, it says we can make a large horse go anywhere we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. You can change the course of your life by the forceful power of your words. That's what the New Living Translation says. Job 6:25 says, how forceful are right words. Now, the Bible says this in Proverbs 18:21. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Verse 4, next point, all right? My next point is this idea of a rudder. There's three illustrations. There's the horse, there's the ship with the rudder, and then there's the fire. So we're looking at the ship now, and we're looking at piercing, and we're looking at power and piercing, and right? Okay, so I'm just trying to keep you where we're at. Verse 4. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. A tiny rudder turns a large ship and makes it go wherever it wants, even though the winds are very strong. In other words, that ship can be guided no matter how forceful the winds are. It's guided by that little rudder. And that's the same way it is in life. No matter how, what's coming against you in life, no matter what you're facing in life, your life will continue to be guided by what you're saying, by what's coming out of your mouth. Anybody heard of the Bismarck ship, the battleship, the Bismarck? It was one of the greatest and largest battleships ever made. Now listen. Hitler authorized the building of this battleship and named it the Bismarck. It was armor-plated. No ship had anything comparable to it. The British guns and ships were the strongest of their day. But when the Bismarck came on the scene, the British gunfire would bounce off the Bismarck. Literally bounced off because it was made out of such thick steel and could not penetrate it. It was impervious to anything comparable to it. It only had a six-week lifespan, the Bismarck. Now listen, the British Army, listen how it went down. The British Army sent out a plane called the Mosquito. That was a little 90-horsepower plane. It had fabric-covered wings, kind of like a paper, plane kind of thing. Small, little. But it carried a torpedo, one torpedo at a time. And it went out, and one of the torpedoes got lucky and hit the rudder on the Bismarck. And it stopped the Bismarck in its tracks. They even sent divers down to investigate and try to unjam the rudder on the Bismarck. and they couldn't get it unjammed. And so because of that, the ship stood still. It sat there in the water, and the British Army continued to pelt and come against that, and it sunk the Bismarck because the rudder wasn't working. Folks, sometimes your life isn't going anywhere because it's not working. It's not working the way God designed it. And you will be destroyed if you don't get it working the way God has designed it. Am I making sense? The British Navy had frozen in the water, sent dark. Now, the captain said, man your battle stations. And the British surrounded the ship and shot it and tore it up. Now listen, a small rudder in the hands of a captain or on a large ship sets the course in the face of the strongest winds or whatever's coming against it. Where do you want your marriage to go? How do you want your children to be? You are setting them in motion with the words that you're saying. What about your health? What are you saying about your health? Well, you know, it runs in my family. You know, we just overeat. You know, we just all like chocolate pie and, you know, we just, you see that? Well, you know, cancer runs in our family and it's in our genes, you know. It's just that. You see what you're doing? Is you're setting that in motion. You see that? It works the same way in the negative way by what you're saying. Your finances go. How are your finances going? You are establishing by what you're saying. You see why this message needs to continue to be taught? Folks, listen to me. This is a principle we cannot escape. Proverbs 18:21, we're going to say it again. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. All right, now listen, the Message Bible says it this way, words kill, words give life, they are either a poison or fruit. You choose. Now, in that verse, Proverbs 18:21, it says this, life and death are in the power of the tongue. The word power in the Hebrew language means direction, it means custody, it means hand. Now, it says the word power means what? Direction, custody, hand. Now, think about this. Let's say it this way. Life and death are in the direction of your tongue. Did you catch that? Let's say it this way. Life and death are in the custody of your tongue. It's like a prison guard. They hold prisoners captive and keep them in there unless they release them. That's the way it is with you. You keep things in custody in your life, and you hold it unless you release it. Did you capture that? Did you get that? Oh, come on. Let's get a hold of that. My, I tell you what, I was studying this week, and I just, man, this message was just all for me. I'm preaching to me right now. Are you with me? This is huge. I can't help but get excited. Now watch this. In the hand, okay, life and death are in the hand of the tongue. Your tongue is an extension of your body, of your life. Just like a hand, okay, this whole stage here, you know, I can with my hand change and rearrange this whole stage with my hand. I can do that with my hand. It's the same way with your tongue. You are rearranging and putting things in place with what you're saying. I can call India and talk on the phone. Words have transcending power. I can speak words on a little phone in India, and things happen just like I said it. I've talked to Pastor Moses and Pastor Rasad and said what I wanted and asked. Man, I get over there, it's just like I asked them. Words have power. We got to understand this. We got to get a hold of this. I am just here to tell you. Your own words destroy or they build up. They bring construction or destruction, right? Like a fire. We're in our third illustration of James chapter 3. It's like a fire. There was a fire in Southern California. It destroyed 723 miles of property and land, homes and everything. Now watch this. It was larger than London. It was just like London caught on the size-wise. It took 5,530 firefighters around the clock to put this fire out in 4 days. It started with the single spark of a cigarette. A little spark. Look at all that destroyed. Homes and land and all that. That's the same way it is with your tongue. You can use your tongue to destroy things and bring things down. And your own life. But the thing is, when you're bringing something else down, you're bringing yourself down. Oh, man. This is huge. I can't say how huge this is. Gossip. Think about when you gossip. That's why God equates gossip with murder. Rumors. Look what rumors do to people. You see this? Are you getting this? Or, you know, you just say, I was only joking, and you say some snide remark. You know, you meant it. Well, I didn't mean it. Yes, you did, or you wouldn't have said it. Are you feeling the weight of this? Get a hold of what is coming out of our mouth. God has established words. Now listen, when I come here, my aim is to build you up and edify you, and that you will leave here knowing you have a chance and you're going to make it, and there's always going to be hope. That's the call of my life. And that's what you're going to get when you come here. The Message Bible says, the speech of a good man clears the air, but the words of the wicked pollute it, pollute the air. What words do you listen to? You can turn your life around and change its direction by your words. Now listen, listen. Like seeds that we plant for vegetation, fruit, gardens, words have consequences programmed in them. Oh, man, that puts the fear of God in me. Did you get that? Words have consequences programmed in them. A word spoken is like a seed planted. It's either going to heal and help, or it's going to wound and kill. That's why you cannot use this excuse. Well, I really didn't mean it. I really was just joking. Proverbs says you can't say I was only joking. That's why sarcasm is so destructive. Whether you know it or not, the moment you spoke those words, they go out on an assignment. And they will not relent until the assignment is accomplished. I use electricity every day, but I don't know much about it or how it works. I know how to use it, but I don't know how to explain it. Some of you don't understand airplanes. You don't understand how a large airplane taxis out on a runway every day and goes all around the world wherever it goes, round and about. And we don't understand the law of lift and drag and thrust and all those things. But we'll go and we'll buy a ticket. Right, we don't have any problem buying a ticket and jumping on a plane and going wherever we need to go. You can use it on a regular basis without understanding how it works. Whether I understand it or not doesn't keep it from making things work for me. Do you remember the movie The Matrix? You remember this line in there? Your comprehension is not a prerequisite to your cooperation. I remember when I was a kid. I remember arguing with my dad, and I'd say, but why, Daddy? He'd say, there ain't no why, just do it. I'd say, why? There ain't no why, just do it. I always said, well, why? You know, explain it. He said, he just said, that was it. Ain't no why. That was the answer. My comprehension was not a prerequisite to my obedience. That's the same way it is in the laws of God. Come on, did you catch that? That's the same way it is in the laws of God. Number two, remember? Words are powerful, words are piercing. Your words affect the past and the future. How about, I'm sorry? Look what that can do from something that happened in the past. I'm sorry. Look at the power of that. I'm sorry. Words transcend space and time. Words can penetrate hearts, emotions. We need to be careful with the words we speak. You can wound the spirit of a child or a mate forever with your words. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to and counseled with, and they said, well, my dad or my mom always said this to me. They're still dealing with what was said when they was a child, and they're 40 and 50 and 60 years old now. See how that worked? But it doesn't have to be that way. You can change it with the words you say. What about the no you didn't say in the back seat of that car? What about the no you didn't say the first time you smoked that joint? What about the no you didn't say the first time you got involved in alcohol or some addictive behavior? You see, what you don't say is just as bad as what you say. Come on. Am I making sense? What about when you said, I do? Are you catching this? Now watch this. Proverbs 12:18 says this. There is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. The NIV says this, reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. You know how you separate a wise man from a foolish man? Listen to the words coming out of their mouth. I'll tell you what, that is the first antennas that go up. When I get around somebody, I listen to their words. I'm always listening to what people are saying. Always. I tell you what, there's something in me, I'm immediately listening because I am in a position where I have to watch what I say. I'm entrusted with responsibility here. I've got to constantly be listening to what's being said around me. And you know what? We all need to be. We all have responsibilities. Now look at this. Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is living and powerful. The word of God brings life. When you speak God's word over your children, over your marriage, over your it brings life. Proverbs 4:29 says, let no corrupt word proceed from your mouth, only that which edifies and gives grace to the hearers. Let no corrupt word proceed. How many words? None. Speak life. Build people up. Speak the good things about them. And you know what you're doing? You're helping yourself by doing that. But when you choose to speak the negative and you choose to speak, you're destroying yourself and possibly others. Are you with me? And others, but mainly yourself. This idea of piercing. A knife in the hands of a murderer is a lethal weapon. That same knife in the hands of a skilled surgeon becomes an instrument of healing. Your words either kill or they heal. Proverbs 15:4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. In Genesis, it talks about the tree of life. In Revelation, it talks about the paradise of God and the tree of life. There's two places it talks about the tree of life, but there's a third place that's in your tongue. Your tongue is a tree of life. It causes things to grow and live. The Message Bible says, gracious speech is like clover honey, good taste to the soul, quick energy to the body. Don't you like that? I love that. Can you remember when someone said, thanks, I really needed to hear that?
Please tune in again next Sunday for the remainder of today's message.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Our church office and 7 p.m. Saturday evening worship services are held at 340 West Russell Road. Our 10:30 a.m. Sunday service is held at Christian Academy School, located at 2151 West Russell Road. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at www.russellroadchurch.com. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.